they approved the wrong year.
Good stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Good stuff. How have you been?
Well.
Good, good.
And those two, six and seven, was in the regular.
No, it's seven.
Not, it can't go on the same, if you guys are trying to rescind something.
Yeah, it can't go on the consent.
Is it gonna have to do a motion to reconsider? And second that, and approve that, and then do a motion to rescind?
Say it again.
You're gonna have to do a motion to reconsider? And then get a second to that motion? Approve it, and then they'll have to do a motion to rescind, so the reconsider has to come first.
Okay.
To revive it and bring it back before the, for rescind.
Okay. Did you hear that? Jennifer?
Those are number six and seven.
Tell me about it. Ooh, that's Ms. Neal.
I got something for her.
Hey, I'm just gonna call you.
Oh, Neal, how are you?
Hey, I got something for you.
Okay, I can sign.
Hey, ma'am.
Hopefully it won't be here that long.
Just call for us.
She's sick.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. So they told you about this pool, right? Told you about this pool. This number two is pool. I'm sorry, that was number three. I just, number two and three is pool. And number four is pool. This is the first one.
I know.
So should be the one.
Hey, are you gonna show her how?
Did I put the wrong one? Let me put the one back in.
That was funny.
That was funny.
I got down pulled, but. But I know that one's pulled. So three is gonna be there, so it's gonna be, look like two, and two and four.
This thing here.
Yeah, those two gentlemen.
I now call to order the meeting of the Fairburn City Council workshop this ninth day of April 2018. Madam Clerk, would you call the roll of council, please?
Mayor Elizabeth Carhart.
Present.
Councilman Alex Keith.
Present.
Councilman Pat Allen.
Present.
Councilwoman Hattie Waters Jones.
Present.
Councilman Ulysses Smallwood.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem James Whitmore.
Present.
Mayor Aller, present, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The first item on the workshop agenda is a presentation. If you have your, have a copy of the agenda tonight, but we're going to sway away from that just for a minute because we have a new officer who's being sworn in by me tonight. And so we're going to swear in our new officer first, and then we'll go to the presentation second. Where is Chief Pozzillo? Would you come up?
This is Officer John Harold Austin.
Astreet.
Repeat after me. I, John Harold Astreet.
I, John Harold Astreet.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Constitution of the State of Georgia.
And the Constitution of the State of Georgia.
That I will faithfully perform.
That I will faithfully perform.
All the duties of my office.
All the duties of my office.
That I will faithfully observe.
That I will faithfully observe.
All the rules, orders, and regulations.
All the rules, orders, and regulations.
Of the Fairburn Police Department.
Of the Fairburn Police Department.
And that I will faithfully enforce.
And that I will faithfully enforce.
The laws of the State of Georgia.
The laws of the State of Georgia.
And the ordinances of the City of Fairburn.
And the ordinances of City of Fairburn.
I do further swear or affirm.
I do further swear or affirm.
That I am not the holder of any unaccounted public funds.
That I'm not the holder of any unaccounted public funds.
Do this state.
To this date of.
Do this state.
Do this state.
Or any political subdivision.
Or any political subdivision.
Or authority thereof.
Or authority thereof.
That I am not the holder of any office.
That I'm not the holder of any office.
Or trust under the government.
Or the trust of under the government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Any other state.
Any other state.
Or foreign state.
Or foreign state.
Which by the laws.
Which by the laws.
Of the State of Georgia.
Of the State of Georgia.
I am prohibited from holding.
I am prohibited from holding.
And that I am otherwise.
And that I am otherwise.
Qualified to be a police officer.
Qualified to be a police officer.
According to the Constitution.
According to the Constitution.
And the laws of Georgia.
And the laws of Georgia.
I do further swear.
I do further swear.
Or affirm.
Or affirm.
That as a police officer.
That as a police officer.
I will faithfully serve and protect.
That I will faithfully serve and protect.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
All citizens.
All citizens.
Regardless of race, color, or creed.
Regardless of race, color, or creed.
I accept the law enforcement code.
I accept the law enforcement code.
Of ethics of the International Association.
Ethics of International Association.
Of Chiefs of Police.
Of Chiefs of Police.
As my standard of conduct.
As my standard of conduct.
While on and off duty.
While on and off duty.
And swear or affirm.
And swear or affirm.
To faithfully abide.
To faithfully abide.
And defend the same.
And defend the same.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Oh, okay. We have a presentation by DCT Industrial,
and it's Kevin, Kaylee, and Jay Mitchell. We did put some information right there on the dais in front of each of you. So if Kevin and Jay would come up, we have about ten minutes, and then for questions.
Okay. I have one quick request. Can I get the extra packages right there?
Oh, we should be able to.
We appreciate your time tonight. And what we're gonna try to do is just tell you what we would, we're gonna try to describe to you what we'd like to do, and then have you ask us any questions you might have, and then hopefully give us some feedback on what you think about what we wanna do from a real estate development perspective. But I'm Jay Mitchell, this is Kevin, Kaylee, we're both with DCT Industrial. DCT is based out of Denver. We are a national developer, owner, and operator of industrial warehouse buildings across the country. We own and operate about 75 million square feet. Kevin and I work out of our Atlanta office. In Atlanta, we have 8 million square feet. We're developing about 1 million feet over in Douglasville right now. Out of the 8 million feet of existing buildings we have, 2.8 million square feet are in your town. Right over off Oakley and Bohannon. And some of our customers in those buildings that I'm sure you're familiar with, SC Johnson Wax, Smucker's, Samsung, Mobis, Fresh Point, to name most of them. But all great, great companies. We're really happy that they are tenants in our buildings. What we want to show you, we have, if you look at this drawing right here, we have under that star, we have 32 acres under contract under the star. The other buildings in yellow are the buildings that we own in the immediate area with the customers that I just mentioned. On that 32 acres, what we would like to do is two buildings. These buildings total up, we do both the buildings at the same time. The buildings total up to just under 500,000 feet, but these buildings are unlike the other buildings we have and unlike the ones you read so much about today that are going for the very large customers, the million square foot, you know, package delivery kind of folks. These are designed for the more local, regional businesses that might occupy about 50,000 or so square feet, maybe a little larger, but that sort of customer that we think there's a real demand for down here that we can't satisfy because we're 100% leased. And our buildings, frankly, are the ones we own here are designed for the larger tenant users. The zoning on this is made up of about six different parcels. The current zoning is residential. This building right here is our building that Samsung occupies. So this is zoned industrial. The site up on the corner of Bohannon and Oakley is zoned industrial. So here's our property zoned industrial here. But this strip where we have our drawing laid in is zoned residential. In order for this to work, we would need to improve Bohannon for trucks. Also, this is, I think, Bohannon Drive.
Dirt road,
right?
Bohannon,
yeah.
Drive.
Bohannon Drive would need to be improved, which we have factored in for us improving. The need to be very aware, this is a residential subdivision right here across the street, across Bohannon, and then a couple of residences that are on the Bohannon Drive. So, you know, what we anticipate doing here, if you guys like this sort of development, this location, of course, is meeting with all the neighbors, telling them what we're going to do. But most neighbors, you know, their big concerns are noise, truck traffic, light, all those kind of things. The way these buildings are oriented, the office space is up front, right across the street from the neighborhood, so the trucks would be in the back. Also, these days we put in site lighting that's very concentrated, so the light, and we can get a third party group to do a photometric study that'll show how much light actually gets on a neighborhood or an adjacent property, and And our experience has been, it's very focused and they won't have, you know, the trouble of the light. They will have trucks going up and down the street, but with these type of users, not the volume of trucks that you might expect on a much larger building, but that will be something that will be there. So, you know, the main reason that we appreciate you hearing us tonight is when we go into a community, we like to talk to the folks that do the voting as well as the neighbors. If you feel like this is a non-conforming use, we're not gonna bring attorneys down here and try to force it on you. If you feel like it's a non-conforming use, we'll drop our contracts and go to another site. But we wanna be transparent. We're not building these buildings to lease and sell. We build them to lease them and own them for the long haul, which is evidenced by the 2.8 million feet we've owned down here, I think, for about almost 10 years, most of it. And then, of course, the big Smucker's building we just built a couple of years ago and still own. So we're here for the long term. We wanna be a good neighbor, good neighbor to the citizens and to you guys. But again, this is what we would like to do. We've got the site under contract. We're holding off on doing all of our due diligence efforts and surveys, because all that cost us about $100,000. We know we're not looking for a vote today of any sort, but we want to know if we have some support from you guys or not before we proceed to our next steps going through.
So that everybody knows, they have the information for planning and zoning, but they wanted to come here first. Because before they even go to planning and zoning, because if it's something that you all were interested in, then they will go through the process. If it's not, they will stop right here.
And we don't need you to make any rash decisions right now. We're not asking for that. But if y'all, you know, ask us any questions, think about it, get back to us however you want to get back to us. And if you, like I said, if you feel like this is a non-conforming use, you don't want to see it there, let us know. If you feel like, you know, with proper detail, proper presentation, that you feel like it would work, then let us know that too, and we would proceed through that way.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. The floor is open for any questions to Mr. Mitchell concerning DCT. The first, Mr. Heath.
Yes, sir. About how many trucks do you estimate a day in traffic in that area?
You know, one thing we have done is ask all of our tenants in Atlanta, our 8 to 9 million square feet, just how many trucks they use. And I'm happy to provide that for you. They're all a little bit different. Yeah. But, and maybe the best thing to do is be to send that list to you, because I can't remember right now. Okay. But it's not a great deal, but there may be, I'd say on average, these guys that are, I think, on our 200,000 foot tenants run about 20 a week, something okay. like that, sort of on average. But I can send it to you with the breakdowns of each one of the tenants and exactly what they do.
And what type of stuff would be stored here?
You know, I don't know. Typically, these companies, and we don't have any companies in mind, we build the building. Yeah. And they come. Okay. But typically it's, you know, just household good sort of things. Mm-hmm. My last company, we developed the Clorox building right down the street.
Okay.
Literally, there are bottles of Clorox that get shipped to the Targets and the Walmarts and everywhere else. So right. it's that. It could be ketchup. It could be shoes. It could be, you know, paper goods. Right. You just never know. And then in certain cases, like with Fresh Point, one of our tenants, is the prepackaged food that goes out to the retailers. For Smucker's is jelly. Right. You know, it's consumer products for the most part, gotcha. But I don't know exactly what it would be.
And would you have any idea how many employees may be employed at each?
Yeah, usually on average for this type of building, it's usually more than say when you get the huge buildings, you have less people for the total space, a lot more warehouse. These have more, but just as a general rule of thumb, if we have about 500,000 feet here, we should expect at least 250 employees, probably a fair amount more, but at least that.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Councilman Whitmore?
And out of the 250 employees, are you looking at relocating employees? Or are you looking at training and employing from within the city of Fairburn?
Yeah, for us, you know, we can't predict because we don't, we build the buildings and then they, we lease them to someone. For this type of building, typically this company, more likely, some of the companies that occupy this will already occupy space. I don't know if they're in Fairburn or not, but they will already occupy space in the airport and south area, and they'll be wanting to consolidate or expand. And that's probably who's coming. If you're talking about a building that's 500,000 feet, like the one where we have Samsung or the million feet with Smuckers, most of those companies come from out of state, or there's a big consolidation and they'll come in. But these guys may be over in Clayton County. There's just no telling where they might be. And they'll come over here for usually a newer building that's more functional for them and you know, more efficient for them to operate in. And it'll be typically an expansion for that company.
And in looking at the diagram that you provided to Mayor and Council, I know that you're aware that that's a two-way roadway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so talk to me about what future expansion that you would end up looking at doing on Bohannon Road.
Well, what we would have to do on Bohannon is work with the county DOT, make sure there's enough right-of-way there, which we believe there is, to turn it into a wide enough street for safe tractor-trailer truck access. And that's what we do during that due diligence period. We get the engineers that we hire that then speak with the county DOT folks and make sure that all works. We do the same thing like on stormwater detention and all that sort of thing.
And you alluded to noise, traffic, and light with the surrounding area of the communities that we have there. One is, was it Glen? Well, with the two communities that you have right off from where your proposed site is at.
Right.
Talk to me about what type of noise barriers and other things that you would end up considering
The best noise barrier we've got is the way we're orienting the building. The trucks will be behind the building. The trucks will be on the back side of the building, backing up to our building that has Samsung in it, for example. Then in the front of the building, that's auto parking, and then the street, and then the neighbors across the street.
And I guess another question I would have, I'm sure you probably had some meetings with CID and other entities to this point, whereas the city of Fairburn has been dealing with a lot of truck traffic,
mm-hmm.
and we're looking for ways of improving traffic as we see it now.
Yes.
Both for cars and trucks.
Correct.
So have you given any thought to that?
Kevin's on the CID representing Fairburn, and he's been working on that.
And I know with the Howell Avenue extension, I'm not sure if all of you are aware of that, but I do have a map as well. But I know that they have engaged, and I'm happy to show you that. If you are familiar, but this is something we certainly considered with this, and basically, if you are familiar with it, I'm happy to kind of come down, but basically it's a direct street from Bohannon just past Smuckers and Duracell, and so it will connect Bohannon to 74 without going through the rail yard or CSX or all kind of the four different turns you have to make to get to 74, providing this will be essentially a truck. It's designed for trucks. So a truck-specific kind of roadway just from Bohannon to 74, which I know that there's plans to improve that interchange as well, mm-hmm. in the works now. And the CID has actually engaged SEI with the right-of-way acquisition, mm-hmm. on behalf of the city of Fairburn, for this project. So it's well underway, and it's actually planned to be commencing this year with the due date of next year hopefully being completed. And our anticipated completion for this project would be 2020. So that would be, this is one project that would be completed before we are even, you know, done with our project as well. But we certainly consider that as part of it. But, you know, we're very aware of the truck and the access kind of improvements for all traffic in the area. So there's three different projects the CID is kind of working with. This one, the 74 interchange, as well as the actual light at Oakley at 74, looking to make that more efficient with double turn lanes, et cetera, for trucks to kind of better access it. So being intimately kind of involved with those projects, you know, I certainly understand it, but also know, you know, kind of the steps being taken to improve those. So I think it's all going to be positive and also hopefully be completed, you know, before, if not at the same time, this project would be completed.
So in concert with the members that you've been meeting with CID, mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that Georgia DOT, along with, and I'm familiar with the new road that's going to be cutting in, that's going behind.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Has there been any discussion about another exit off 85, which is going to be further south of Fairburn, that would help to reduce that traffic gridlock that we're experiencing now?
Yeah, there has been discussions, and they've began the studies. I know, I think for the time, the focus right now is really on this Howell Avenue, but that is certainly something they're looking at, and I think is definitely on their radar, and the DOT is very well aware of it.
But no time frame.
No time frame on a further south exit, but it isn't, you know, it isn't something that is just kind of a wish list. It's something that they think will be actionable in the next 2 to 3 years, from my understanding, at least today.
Right, because I think we are quite aware with the dredging that's happening down in Savannah.
Sure.
All right, so that means more trucks will be offloading at the port of Savannah, and they're coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, but we just want to be proactive and make sure that we're thinking outside the box. At least that's what I'm trying to do from my perspective.
Sure.
Because the one thing that we hear in the city is the increase of truck traffic and the deterioration of our roadway and everything else. So all that, you know, for me, comes into play. And I just want to make sure that whatever company comes in and proposes anything, that we're looking at the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
To have it all inclusive, because as you well know, you know, our citizens, we hear a lot of complaints.
Sure.
And of course we like to address those complaints, but we are a city that embraces business, but we want to hear, or at least I want to hear, what you're going to bring to the table to help us relieve some of this gridlock and traffic that is coming from the amount of trucks that's coming to this area.
Yeah, I don't know how, you know, if you all your buildings are full and you build another one, you'll have more trucks. What we do won't reduce the trucks. All we can really do is make the road that will improve, you know, one that can accommodate them. But I think what the CID is doing, and with y'all's efforts, if that road, the sooner that road, that, what's it called?
Howell Avenue,
the sooner that gets done, you know, the better it'll be for everyone down here. And then the question is, does our building, or two buildings, does our traffic over encumber that road, you know, or not? I'd submit that it won't, but that would be y'all's decision. If you think more development clogs up the newly improved access, then you might consider this not compatible.
And just to add to that, and I'll find an email and send it to you, but CSX actually did a presentation for us at the last CID meeting, and they've got a brand new automated system that they're coming out with that a lot of it has to do with the queuing of the trucks, which is a lot of the problem during that kind of 4 to 6 o'clock time frame, because they're all trying to make that train time drop. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to fix that to where it's actually got three shifts. Well, it will send the automated directions to the cabs of the trucks so they can actually don't have to all be here at 4 o'clock. They can then come at, you know, 4 or 1 a.m. or 9 a.m. They're going to have the capabilities to be able to do that. And so that presentation was very interesting, too, because they're trying to be, you know, a good steward of the neighborhood as well by also further increasing what they can do. So I'll get that presentation, and I can forward that as well. But it was fascinating because they really are trying to, you know, decongest the area because of that 4 o'clock, you know, time cutoff for their trains. So.
In the interest of time, or any other council members have any questions? Councilwoman Portis Jones?
Yes. You mentioned having to acquire right-of-way on Bahannon Road. Do you anticipate any problems with right-of-way acquisition? And how much right-of-way do you anticipate?
I don't know that we'll have to acquire any. That's what we'll have to, the engineers and the county DOT will have to look at. Our assumption is there's enough right-of-way there to do what we need to do, mostly because we can push that right-of-way into the property that we're buying. We don't anticipate acquiring any right-of-way, but the civil engineers that we'll hire and the county DOT will work together to make sure the right-of-way is wide enough and correct and works.
And is there a plan B if it doesn't work? Is there an alternative?
We haven't gotten far enough along to know that it won't work, but we'll find out if there's a plan B if it won't work.
Okay. And then how much of Bohannon Road are we talking about? Is it from, help me with the
sure.
geography, is it from
This one.
What's the street where the, just east of the railroad tracks, I believe it is.
No, we're on the other side.
Uh-huh.
This is right here. Right here is where Bohannon and Oakwood cross.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay.
So you just, if that's four-way stop sign, this is Bohannon Road.
Right.
So if you're headed south on Oakley, you turn left at the stop sign. There's a little parcel right here that's zoned industrial that a person has a business they run out of here. And then there's Bohannon Road. This is Bohannon Drive, which is a gravel road right now.
So really, it's a minimal part of Bohannon.
Okay, that's the question.
It's
so
between our Samsung lot.
Yes.
And the Bohannon Drive gravel road.
Okay.
I would estimate it's a couple hundred yards on Bohannon.
All right, that's what I need to know.
Mr. Powell?
Yeah, just one thing. I mean, I know that you're going to do your due diligence and you'll spend a great deal of time talking to the folks who've got residential dwellings in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'll not be happy. You know what happened with Shuby property as we move further down. Clorox, okay. And for those of you who don't know the road he's talking about, the Harris, it runs kind of parallel behind Porix, if you will. It doesn't bump up against it, but further up that way into Bohannon. Mm-hmm. And what it's going to do to me when I try to get out of town at the end of the day, go down to Tyrone or someplace like that, with more truck traffic, it's going to slow me down. That's okay. But I just, that's why we'll sneak around the back, but there's nothing for it. I mean,
yeah.
It's coming, and we're going to have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I know that not everybody will be happy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here trying to discuss it. If y'all, again, you guys think it's, you guys do the voting, but you take your lead from the constituents.
Right.
But if you don't think it's compatible, we want to know that. We will do everything we can to make it work as best as it can work.
Right.
But having property there with filling it up with customers means more cars that aren't there today and trucks that aren't there today. And tax revenue that's not coming in today.
More dollars to our tax dollars.
Yeah, so, you know, good with the
okay.
bad.
Well, Mr. Mitchell, thank you for your presentation. We look forward to having further discussions.
Okay.
Could you let us know when you are having the meetings with the homeowners in that area? We would certainly like to be present I'm sure some of the council members would like to be there.
Yeah.
So could you keep in touch with us?
And what we would like, if you don't mind, is give us an indication of how you feel about this presentation. If you feel like, you know, if we have our meetings and do the things we say we're gonna do, that you're generally in favor of it, then we'll proceed ahead. It'll be, take us a couple of months to get to the point where we would be ready to meet with the neighbors. And then, of course, anybody and everybody can come to those meetings.
Well, at this point, I'm not sure if council wants to make any decision tonight on whether they're in favor or not in favor of it. It was just presented to us tonight.
Right.
And we, as a council, do not make decisions in haste. So I would ask that we bring this back for further discussion, and for the council to, at that point, give you directions as to where they want to go.
Perfect, that's all we request, it is some direction, and we'll proceed.
Okay, so if you could remain in touch with our city administrator, Ms. Gaten, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
The next item on the agenda is review of agenda items for council discussion tonight. So we're going to begin with, just a second. We're going to begin with item number one, Ms. Peaks.
Good evening, Mayor Hurst and members of council. Staff is asking for an administrative withdrawal of agenda item number one, number two, and number four. The April 3rd Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, these matters did not move forward due to the lack of a quorum. So the plan is to bring these items back to Planning Commission on May 1st and on the council agenda on May 14th.
Are there any questions from council concerning administratively withdrawing these items from the agenda? Okay. Is there a motion to withdraw?
I move that we withdraw the agenda.
Motion by Mr. Palin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 5-0. Passes. The next item on the agenda is item number three.
This agenda item is a consideration and action on an administrative zoning modification 18ZM-001 for Brookhaven at Durham Lakes, Unit 5, Phase 1, lots 21 through 27 and 36, a reduction of 10% from the front setback, and staff's recommendation is approval and just need confirmation from council tonight.
You have before you a consideration and action on an administrative zoning modification. Is there a motion?
So moved.
I'm sorry.
To the consent agenda?
Yes. So you want it to the consent agenda?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to placing this on the consent agenda? No objection? So item number three goes to consent agenda.
Mayor Carter's point of order.
Okay.
In terms of the two public hearing items for number one and number two, if this body could maintain those two items on the regular agenda for a motion to withdraw, I think that would be best.
Okay.
Since it's been advertised.
Okay, it was advertised. Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Item one and two will go on the regular agenda.
And then a motion to withdraw.
With a motion to withdraw.
What about four?
Okay.
Four is under the consent agenda.
Right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is item number five from our police department.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
The police department is requesting the authority to use a little over $7,000 from our seized funds account. Since January, we've been working on implementing an honor guard. You should have in your packets a rendering of what the honor guard uniform is going to look like. This is going to be a joint project that we're working on with the fire department as well. So the public safety in the city of Fairburn will have an honor guard for city events.
You have before you item number five, consideration in action to purchase honor guard uniforms in the amount of $7,117.50. Are there any questions? Is there any objection to placing this on the consent agenda? No objection? I have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, these uniforms cost approximately $1,400 per officer.
Yes.
And you're going to have five officers.
Yes, ma'am.
So these uniforms are actually fitted for these five particular officers.
Yes, ma'am, they are.
So if one officer resigns, leaves the force or whatever, then we have to actually purchase a new uniform?
Yes, ma'am.
Or, okay, if that uniform cannot be altered for the other officers?
I can look into that. The company we've been working with is TNT Uniforms over in Jonesboro. And they've been very helpful in this process from step one of even designing the uniforms. They've also helped us with designing one of the new patches that will go on the Honor Guard uniform as we move forward at no charge to the city. They've been extraordinarily helpful thus far, and I can check with them to see whether or not the uniforms will be alterable within a degree.
Okay.
Certainly, if there's a major size difference, that maybe not, but we can check with that. But the city will maintain ownership of all the uniforms.
Okay. Thank you. No objections to placing this on the consent agenda?
I have one.
You have?
Remark to make.
Okay.
I'm having a little fun with this.
All right.
If you just put the honor guard together with all guys who wore 42 regulars, you wouldn't have to. Anyway, no.
Okay. Any objections to placing this item on the consent agenda?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Item number five is placed on the consent agenda. Item number six.
I'm going to take care of item number six, yes. What we're asking for is that at the last meeting, you approved a budget amendment for capital projects of $32,364 and TSPLOS fund of $1,128,582. The first order of business is that we are asking that you rescind that motion, that approval. It was for the wrong budget year. You approved for 2017-2018 budget year. So the first item would be to rescind that motion, rescind that approval. And the second one is to approve it for the correct year, which is the 2016-2017 year.
Okay. Our city attorney,
yes.
I need to clarification on this. Do we need to put this item on the regular agenda?
Yes.
For
a motion for reconsideration first.
Okay.
And then if you get a second, and if that's approved, then you can go forward to the motion for to rescind.
Okay. Okay, so item six and item seven.
Yes.
Will go on the regular agenda.
Okay.
Okay, that is our agenda for tonight. We still have time, so any council member have anything they want to bring before the council tonight? Mr. Whitmore.
Yes, Mayor, 1 second. Let me just look at the dates real fast. Everybody is aware that every year Georgia Cities has what they call Georgia Cities Week, where we have activities throughout the city of Fairburn. This year, Georgia Cities Week will start on Sunday the 22nd and climax on that Friday the 27th. Parks and Rec has been working very diligently putting the festivities together for that week, and I'm sure that's probably going to be posted on our social media as well as other. Okay, so I ask you please to look forward to that and invite your friends, your neighbors, your family, invite everybody. I think it's going to be a nice event this year. We also going to have on that Wednesday, we're going to have Mayor for the Day as well as drawings. And I think my colleague, Mr. Smallwood, is taking care of that for us. But it's a lot of festivities is being planned for the week. So I ask you all, please, to go to the website, look at each date. In particular, remember on that Friday night, we will have a jazz concert, and it's going to be a nice event. So that's going to be the climax. So pass the word.
And the date,
Sunday is going to start on the 22nd. And if my memory serves me correctly, ma'am, will you come up to the podium for me? But I believe on that Monday, it's going to be in conjunction with the police department for the Junior Little Litter Patrol.
On that Sunday,
the 22nd. That Monday
is the job fair.
Job fair. And Tuesday
is the business highlights.
Business highlights.
Wednesday is educational STEM night. Mm-hmm. Thursday is active shooter, as well as our Fairburn Spotlight Tour. And then Friday is our concert, our jazz concert at the courtyard.
So a lot of activities have been planned for that week, and we just encourage everyone to please share it with everyone that you come in contact with. And just as a personal invite, I expect Michael Hightower and his firm to be out here in force on that Friday night.
Council, may I have your
attention? I have none.
Councilman Smallwood?
Hello.
Councilman Powell? Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Ms. Gayton.
Yes.
Thank you very much for the financial reports that you provided us. I noted that there were several funds that were zeroed out. If you could just provide us with where those funds are now captured. For example, there was a fund called Duncan Park that's zeroed out. I assume it's in Parks and Recreation, but I don't know that. And so if you'll go through each one of those and let us know where they are or if they no longer exist, whatever reason, I'd appreciate that.
Okay.
Secondly, I had made a request for cash report. What's the status of that?
They have prepared the cash flow report. I'm just reviewing it against the bank recon so I can make sure it's correct.
Okay.
So the cash flow report will be available when we produce the March report.
All right, thank you very much.
I have one thing. Mr. Hightower would like to introduce Ernest.
Mr. Hightower?
Thank you, Ms. Gayton, and good evening. And I want to first say to Ms. Gayton, thank you for your cooperation in the transition. Michael Hightower with the collaborative firm, 1514 East Cleveland. I'll be very brief. Madam Mayor, members of council, gentleman behind me, I've known him for about 15 years. Met him on a project over in DeKalb County. Earlier, I heard a CID mentioned for the earlier presentation. Our firm was selected back in the 2010-2011 to manage the creation of the East Metro Community Improvement District in DeKalb County, running from Candler Road out to Stonecrest. And our client was DeKalb County Development Authority. And at that time, Ernest was working in that capacity. And I mention that because Ms. Gayton and I have been talking about a variety of tools to further enhance Fairburn, as you've mentioned before, TADS, TIFs, CIDs, and others that relate to economic development. Ernest Gilchrist has an MBA from Mercer, undergrad from Cameron University. He hails from the Fayetteville, North Carolina region, but he's been in the game over 30 years. So his experience in those types of activities, including his extreme network with the Georgia Department of Economic Development, as well as development authorities. One of the things that we met with Ms. Gaines about earlier today as well is making sure that we get the DDA back in swing and other new types of tools that Fairburn needs will utilize. So again, Ernest Gilchrist, I don't want to talk too much. I've used up 2 minutes of his 3 minutes already, but he wanted to say hello to you very briefly, and he's already hit the ground running, knows what he's doing, not new to the game, 30 years plus, but he doesn't look it. Ernest?
Oh, thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak before you, and I'll be brief. My name is Ernest Gilchrist. I understand the sense of urgency in which this community wants to go about the creation, attraction, retention, and expansion of businesses and promoting businesses, and therefore that is a sense of urgency that I come. In the last 3 or 4 days, I have, as Mr. Hightower said, I have hit the ground running already. We have communicated with Fields Investment Asset Manager Robert Johnson regarding Hudson Plaza, which is a major concern to the community. And out of that meeting, we expressed our concerns, and we asked questions, and they asked questions. And as a result of that, then we found the need to have subsequent meetings with the principals of the decision makers of Fields Investments. So that will be our goals in the next 30 days, is to be able to do that, talk to the decision makers of Hudson Plaza. So the food depot, we met today, and with Jamie LeSueur, Vice President of Operations, and Juan Mendoza, who is the store manager. And the takeaway from that meeting is that they very well know our what we think about the quality of the store and the our in the desire for the community and its patrons to elevate that, so that we've got that discussion going. We also understand that Mr. Allen Iggins is the owner, so therefore subsequent meetings need to be held with Mr. Iggins, the owner, so that we can have some tangible actions done. So we have a multifaceted strategy going forward, because it's the ownership which often drives the decision making and the action. The other thing is that the economic development is currently awaiting to hear back the status about the RFP for the broker for the Betty Hanna Center. We are seeking to establish, St. Leo University rather, is seeking to establish a satellite campus of 10 to 15,000 square feet of the existing 25,000 square feet that is available. And so they would like to move in October 1st of 2018. So that has a sense of urgency in itself. The business and government breakfast, we've already scheduled some time. I have with Shauna Moss next week to offer my active support in working with her on this April 24th event, which is very critical for this community. And I've also requested time. This is my first full day on the job. I've also requested time to meet with Tarika. Of course, as you know, she is does a lot of things, but with the development, the business development, the downtown development and development authority, of course, development authority is my wellhouse. So whatever I can help to bring to that to elevate that discussion, I will. And I've offered my support in that area in working with her. And also plan time with Harvey Stokes. You have to understand, as an economic developer, the assets of the community. That is the community, the assets that the community, the city owns, as well as the assets that the business community owns as well. So we're already moving forward to that. So I will be expert in that area as well, understanding the community in which I serve. And also plan time with Lester Thompson in the community development realm regarding the studies that are presently existing, underway, that are expected for completion through that, as well as the State Road 74 corridor. These are just a few highlights. It's not all encompassing, but just want to let you know that I'm out of breath and it's day one, but I'm in shape. Okay? Are there any questions? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Ms. Gaten for her support during transition time. Thank you again.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Okay, Ms. Gaten, do you have any other
comments?
It's about 10 minutes till 7. We have 10 minutes before the regular council meeting begins. So see you at 7.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Amen.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Yes.
Who works? Or make-believe workers?
The real deal. You know, they're not all created equally.
No, they're not.
Hey, Tara.
Hey. I just kind of smiled, Tara.
Something going on.
Yeah.
Got you. All right, thank you.
Hey, I've heard of so many wonderful things that I did not. It's a standard company.
Hey, how you doing? How's that, is all right? This is because, look, check, because I have not called my stopper phones, and I've been doing that my mom, because as soon as I hit the ground, I got to have my Keurig coffee, so. If y'all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How are you?
You're going to.
Y'all, but it's kind of.
Yes, it is.
Friday, I still good.
I like you some stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know who you sound like. Who do you sound like?
Larry D. That's it. We talk all the time.
How is Janelle?
She's, sitting there here, how to. We had a contract there.
You're in good hands here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is going to go, it's just going. Oh, this is going to be, gone, but we got to get the carpet in first. This is how Terry's proposed. We got a little long table.
But I saw you because you were the. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, yes. All right, nice to meet you. Thank you.
See, we offer D class and then like class.
Yep.
So that helps out a great deal.
Oh my goodness.
Who just walked in?
I now call to order the regular meeting of the Fairburn City Council this ninth day of April 2018. Madam Clerk, please call the roll of council.
Mayor Elizabeth Parkhurst.
Present.
Councilman Alex Yee.
Present.
Councilman Pat Fallon.
Present.
Councilwoman Hattie Hornis Jones.
Present.
Councilman Ulysses Smallwood.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem James Whitmore.
Present.
Mayor Aller present, and we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We will now have our invocation by Reverend Evan Hill from First Baptist Church of Fairburn. Would you come up to the podium, please? Please stand.
Thank you for the opportunity to be with you tonight. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence, Lord, not as a church and not as a religious gathering, but as men and women who have a stewardship in front of us, Lord, as we seek the betterment of our community to use the resources in Fairburn wisely, to provide justice and peace for all of our citizens, and to uphold in the best of our ability the ideals of what it means to be an American. Lord, we thank you for a free place where we can gather. We thank you for a country that we believe seeks to lift us all up. But, Father, a country that desperately needs your intervening hand. And so, Father, I pray that you would use this city council tonight and other city councils like what we have assembled in Fairburn to bring about goodwill, to bring about true justice, to bring about peace, that we could be a demonstration to other lands of how to operate. But Lord, we know it's because of you. Father, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for giving us hope, for giving us peace, for giving us your son Jesus. And we ask this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. We don't have any presentations tonight. Madam Clerk, how many do we have for public comment?
We have none.
Okay, no public comments tonight. Oh, well, we do have rules, but because you are the mayor of the city of South Fulton, we will allow you to come to the podium, Mayor Bill Edwards.
Well, thank you, Mayor and Council. I want to come by here just for a few minutes and just to simply say on behalf of the citizens of South Fulton, thank you. Thank you. Many of you know that recently we were hit with a devastating tornado and lost several homes. People were devastated. And I can tell you, you know, you see this stuff on TV when it happens in the Midwest, but until you lay your eyes on it, it is something to behold. But the pastor talked about being together. And you know, your mayor called me. I did not call her. She called me. She said, Bill, what can I do to help the citizens of South Fulton County? And I was on the ground, ladies and gentlemen, from day one when the storm hit. And when I pulled up to that subdivision, I saw Fairburn Police. I saw Fairburn Public Works. I saw Fairburn every day. And then a little lady came around the corner with her jeans, cap, and gloves on. That was your mayor. And she worked. Yeah. She didn't come just to say hello. She got out there, she picked up stuff. And to anybody in Fairburn who came over to help your fellow citizen in your neighboring city, once again, I just say, thank you so much. Because you didn't have to do it. So many times we get so small in our thinking that we say, well, that's their problem. God bless them, hope they'd be all right. But that's not what the city of Fairburn did. And so I just want to come by on behalf of the 100,000 plus citizens that we have in this city. Say, you're about the business of what people should be about when you have neighboring cities. You're about the business of brotherly love, helping each other, and servicing all the people, regardless of what city you are. So thank you very much. That's what I wanted to come by and say today.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mayor, just let me say that it was an honor for our city to come by and help. It was a devastation. And we were just beside ourselves to see what had happened and how strong the people were. I think it was over 50-some houses that were lost, and maybe over 100 and some that had roof damage or window damage. So it was an honor for us to be there. And so I do thank the City of Fairburn employees for coming. And just wanted you to know that our city administrator and some of our firemen came out the next day. We came out the next day to see what we could do. So anytime you need us, we're here. We are 8 cities strong. We're no stronger than anyone else unless we bind together. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the council agenda for tonight. Three items on the agenda tonight were consent items. That was consent item number 3, which was consideration and action on an administrative zoning modification of Brookhaven at Durham Lakes, Unit 5. And consent item number 5, which is consideration and action to purchase honor guard uniforms in the amount of $7,117.50 from seized funds. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Whitmore and seconded by Mr. Smallwood. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We had one item that was pulled from the agenda. That was item number 4. And that was consideration and action on final plat revisions of Brookhaven at Durham Lakes, Unit 5, Phase 1 and 2. That item will be heard tomorrow at a special call meeting here in the chamber at 7 o'clock. Is that correct, Ms. Peaks? Thank you. Our regular agenda items is item number 1, item number 2, item number 6, and item number 7. Item number 1 is consideration and action on ordinance 2018-02, text amendment, Highway 74. Item number 2 is consideration and action on item 2018-03, rezoning variance, CLG, Fairburn-Harris Road. Item number 6 is consideration and action to rescind adoption of ordinance 2018-01 budget amendment FY 2016-2017 that was adopted on March 26, 2018. And the last item on the agenda tonight is item number 7, which is consideration and action on ordinance 2018-04 budget amendment FY 2016-17. Is there a motion on the floor for the regular agenda items?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Whitmore.
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Item number 1 on the agenda. Ms. Peaks? Oh, just a second. Let's go back before we go. Forgot the minutes. You have been given
Minutes for March 26, 2018, meeting. Has the council reviewed the minutes? Are there any corrections?
Yes. The spelling of Detective Glantz, I may have mispronounced it, but the correct spelling is G-L-A-N-T-Z. Thank you.
Is there a motion to approve?
So move.
Motion made by Mr. Whitmore. Second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Now, Ms. Peaks, first item on the regular agenda.
Mayor Hurst and members of council, this agenda item, staff is asking for administrative withdrawal of this item due to the Planning and Zoning Commission lack of a quorum at the April 3rd meeting.
Are there any questions from council?
Yes, clarification. The special call meeting that you mentioned, is it for all of the relay, just the one?
Yes.
That's upcoming?
Yes, just for.
And is that planning and zoning?
Yes, planning and zoning special call meeting tomorrow, April 10th, for item number four only.
Four only, okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Is there a motion on the floor? Motion made by Mr. Smallwood.
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Number two, Ms. Peaks.
This is also another agenda item that staff is recommending administrative withdrawal due to the lack of a quorum at the April 3rd Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Is there a motion on the floor? Motion made by Mr. Palin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitmore. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the regular agenda.
This also is another item that, we're doing number three. No, that was consent. Number four is the consideration of action on the final plat. Staff is also asking for administrative withdrawal of this item. This will actually be heard at tomorrow's special call meeting for Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. Is there a motion?
So move.
Motion made by Ms. Whitmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda, Ms. Gayton, item number six.
Yes, there is, we're asking for a rescission of the ordinance 2018-01. It should read 2017-2018 budget, not 2016-2017. We're asking that you rescind that because the what was approved was for the wrong budget year.
Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to rescind?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Motion to.
I'm sorry, Councilmember Whitmore, but for purposes of doing this through the proper channels, the first motion needs to be a motion for reconsideration.
Okay. Okay. Is there a motion on the floor to reconsider?
Yes, ma'am. Motion to reconsider the budget for that was read in to the record for 2017, fiscal year 2017-2018. Motion for reconsideration, ma'am.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. Are there any questions?
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Now we need a motion to rescind. Is there a motion on the floor to rescind?
Yes, Madam Mayor, motion to rescind the aforementioned reconsideration.
Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Smallwood. Motion made by Mr. Whitmore. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, item number 7 is the consideration for the same budget but for the correct fiscal year, fiscal year 16-17.
Is there a motion on the floor?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Palin. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitmore. Any discussion on the budget? Consideration? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Thank you, Ms. Gayden.
Madam Mayor.
Before we go to the next, before we go to, are those the executive minutes? Before we go to council comments, there was an executive session March 20th, 2018. Council have reviewed those minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Whitmore.
Second.
Second by Mr. Heath. Are there any corrections to them? Second by Mr. Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries 5-0, executive session minutes. Now we'll get to council comments. I'll start with Ms. Portis Jones.
No comments, Mayor.
No comments.
We'll continue with no comments.
Okay.
Well, I will comment this time. I am just beaming. I am a new grandfather. Oh. Yes. Friday marked my grandson was born, as well as, it was just a great week. It was spring break, as well as my son was on Little Big Shots last night. So y'all rewind that at Atlanta Drum Academy. Yes, they flew out last October. I couldn't talk about it until, we got the airing of the show. So, it was a great week for me, and back on the grind this morning as an educator. So 6 weeks left until summer, and I'm happy we're in that final stretch. But just thankful to be serving Fairburn, as well as you said. I rolled up on the fire chiefs one day, and they were coming back from helping that over at the tornado as well. So as always, I'm just happy to serve such a progressive but small city. Thank you.
Councilman Heath?
No comment.
Councilman Whitmore?
No comment, Mayor.
No comment?
No, ma'am.
I just have one comment to make, and I ask that our city council and our staff and you keep Mr. Whitmore, councilman, in prayer. He will be leaving the city on tomorrow for a homegoing service for his brother. And so we're going to keep you in prayer.
Thank you, Mayor.
And hope you have safe travels to Baltimore and back.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, our prayers are with you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Heath.
Second.
Second by Mr. Whitmore. We stand adjourned.
Thank you. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't come. I got another meeting on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Which number was it? We have a question. Councilman Whitmore, what they're talking about is reducing the number of homes when they built. So that the city could recoup its money. So if we reduce the number of plots, the city would have less money.
The only thing that I could say about looking into is there has to be But if it's only just a reduction of lots in their plat, but there's nothing historically that was put in place to say, if you reduce the plat, your lot size, your lots, and for that reduction of calculation,
every time.
Every time.
Exactly.
Every time.